University of Arkansas Fayetteville Chancellor David Gearhart is an advocate for undocumented students enrolled at his university.
Undocumented students do have the right in this nation to access public school grades 1 through 12. Unfortunately, that right does not extend to people that want to go on to higher education. And of course, it's been said many times by the courts that higher education is not really a right in this country, that it is a privilege.
The privilege is out of reach for an estimated 2 million undocumented youth. They have no identity, cannot legally work, drive, or secure scholarships. According to the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, of an estimated 65,000 undocumented students graduated from American high schools annually, only 5% go to college. That's compared to over 70% of U.S.-born high school graduates.
And these are people that grew up here. They went to high school in Arkansas. We like to say that many of them speak English with an Arkansas accent. And, you know, they've been right here in our midst, in our community. And not to allow them to go to college at the same rate that their friends do. If you think about it, this is really holding them responsible for the sins of their parents, so to speak.
Who brought their children across the border illegally. Undocumented students are free to enroll at the University of Arkansas, but must pay out-of-state tuition, around $17,000. Federal legislation known as the DREAM Act, or the Development, Relief, and Education of Alien Minors Act, would provide conditional permanent residency to these young people, but it's failed twice. A dozen states, including California, have enacted their own versions of the DREAM Act, allowing for in-state tuition and access to state-funded public aid. And 32 other states, including Arkansas, have considered it. This winter, Chancellor David Gearhart wrote a formal letter to Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe about his concerns and was invited to meet.
And he was very gracious, very understanding of the issues surrounding the DREAM Act. And I think, I don't want to speak for him, you know, I think he should be the one, obviously, to speak for himself, but I think he's supportive of the DREAM Act.
Up until 5 years ago, undocumented students in Arkansas who had resided and graduated high school here were allowed to pay in-state college and university tuition. That is, until the Arkansas Department of Higher Education banned the practice, requiring all students to submit a Social Security number to determine status.
Now, what I've tried to do is to get the Department of Higher Education to reverse their decision to require Social Security numbers for students to have on their application. It used to be before Department of Higher Education several years ago, before they put out a memorandum saying that you had to have valid Social Security numbers for students in order to allow them to have in-state tuition. It used to be that we simply took the fact that they had graduated from a bona fide high school as evidence that they would qualify for in-state tuition.
Federal immigration law does not prohibit states from offering in-state tuition, but if one chooses to do so, it must also convey it to out-of-state students, which a DREAM Act would not necessarily undo. So Chancellor Gearhart seeks to undo the Arkansas memorandum, reverting to the old policy, allowing all Arkansas high school graduates the privilege of paying in-state tuition.
What we're trying to do is to convince the Department of Higher Education and the governor to lift the issue of having to have a Social Security number as the qualifier. And we're actually working with the law school to put a brief together come up with some legal documentation as to why we think the law has changed in this regard.
Chancellor Gearhart says he's not alone in this. Last November, UA Little Rock Chancellor Joel Anderson publicly urged Congress and the state legislature to consider the plight of unauthorized young people. That's why Chancellor David Gearhart's also reaching out to Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe.
The Attorney General, a number of years ago, who at the time was Mike Beebe, issued an Attorney General's opinion that basically said that you cannot give a benefit to an undocumented student that you don't give to any other citizen of the United States under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. I do think, however, that the law has shifted.
Meaning a case can be made on the distinction between an undocumented student and one out of state.
Well, that was his take on the law at the time.
Matt DeCampbell is spokesperson for Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe.
The governor's been saying for years that we need some serious comprehensive immigration reform in this country because we're seeing a lot of problems on the state level that even if we addressed them here, would not be terribly effective.
Particularly regarding residency, but what about taking an initiative at the state level regarding in-state tuition for undocumented students?
Well, I think anything's possible. It's going to be a matter of what any proposed bill looks like, what kind of language it has, what kind of provisions it has, and if that's something that we see next January, of course, it's something the governor would review. His primary concern right now, the first thing he thinks needs to be addressed, again, also on a federal level, is this growing workforce that we have of undocumented individuals who have gone through K through 12 education in Arkansas, as is mandated by law, have paid for their own education through college, have gotten a college degree in Arkansas, but can't apply for or obtain a job in Arkansas without lying. And we've got a number of employers in this state, including some large employers, who could really use these people on their payrolls for any number of roles and often very well-compensated jobs because, again, they've achieved college educations and they're well-qualified, but they have no legal recourse to hire them. And that's what the governor's been hearing about directly, both from, I think, the higher education community and from employers. And that is something he'd like to see addressed sooner rather than later.
Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe, DeCampbell said, has met with business and Latino leaders in Northwest Arkansas about these issues. Mike Malone is executive director of the Northwest Arkansas Council, established in 1990 by business and civic leaders, most notably Sam Walton and Don Tyson. Members are focused on growing Northwest Arkansas's economy and infrastructure.
Northwest Arkansas lags behind our peer regions and competitor as far as percent of residents with bachelor's degrees. According to Census Bureau data, less than one in four Northwest Arkansans has a bachelor's degree. If we're competing for talent and business and industry against regions like Raleigh-Durham or Austin, Texas, or Asheville, North Carolina, we're behind when it comes to percent of residents with bachelor's degrees. So we've got some work to do, and so we've certainly talked about many different ways to increase access to higher education, to retain students and graduate more with higher degrees.
Because, Malone says, the council's aware that this demographic in particular is entrepreneurial and extremely motivated. Dr. Adam Arroyos, president of the Alpha Institute at the Sam Walton College of Business at the U of A, branded as a premier source of thought leadership in diversity and inclusion in the business sector.
It's really sad, when these young leaders, complete their education and do not have an opportunity to give back to this great country, in the form of a professional career.
Adam Arroyo says the Institute looks toward a federal DREAM Act to effect change for undocumented Arkansas students. Now, the state legislature is divided on an Arkansas DREAM Act. It's both considered a bill to allow for in-state tuition, as well as a bill requiring students to have U.S. citizenship or some form of lawful presence to be eligible. Most undocumented students in Arkansas are Hispanic or Latino, and their enrollment numbers at the U of A are increasing, up from 372 in 2005 to 1,068. An estimated 30 are undocumented, and five of them late last week spoke to a packed auditorium on the University of Arkansas campus.
My name is Luis Nara. I'm a junior at Fulbright College. My major is international relations. I'm undocumented.
My name is Bridget Sicairos, and I'm from Mexico. And today, a person asked me, what are you going to do after you're done with your bachelor's degree and you can't work? I don't know.
My name is Luis. I attended nursing school. Now, I'm a nurse. I want to save lives, and I can't do it.
The event was organized by the Latino fraternity Phi Iota Alpha as part of the National Coming Out of the Shadows Day. Rafael Arciga was among them and is co-organizer of the Shadows event, which he says poses some risk for these young people.
We want them for a moment to feel free.
Rafael Arciga came here without papers from the state of Michoacán in Mexico in 2000, graduated from Green Forest High School in 2004, enrolled as an undocumented student at the U of A, at the time paying in-state tuition. He graduated in 2010, has permanent residence status, and now works for the University of Arkansas as an admissions counselor for prospective Hispanic students. And according to the 2010 census, Arkansas's Hispanic population has doubled to more than 186,000. And of those, at least 55,000 are undocumented, and at least one-fifth of them are school-aged.
Let's not forget, these students cannot apply for financial aid at the state or the federal level. So they cannot benefit from the lottery scholarship. They cannot apply for the FAFSA and get the Pell Grant.
But at the same time, Arciga says, many are working to reform immigration policy, referring to themselves as dreamers, like this UA student at the Shadows event.
I have spoken to legislators, marched in Washington, D.C., and educated the general public on new pieces of legislation. If that's not American, I truly don't know what is. And I am undocumented.
Comprehensive immigration reform won't be taken up until 2013, depending upon which party prevails in Congress. Still, advocates say the dream is manifesting across the country. And this past winter, the Arkansas United Community Coalition organized the first Arkansas Dream Act State Summit with more than 200 public policy advocates, dreamers, and education leaders. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.